Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh. Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 4th of April, 2018. We're right in the middle of the Feast of Unleavened Bread here. I'm not home. I pre-recorded this. We're in the book of Jasher, Sefer HaYashar, the Scroll of the Upright. And we're almost down to the end. We've got this show and one more, and then we'll move on. We're going to start chapter 88 today. But before we do that, let me give my website. My website is https://www.pastor-steve.com. And it's got all my shows on there, the wake-up calls, word for word. It's got two seed line links to all the other sites, things for sale. It's not interactive. You can't troll. No comments, no chat. It's for downloading, listening, and learning. That's what it's for. I don't have time to babysit we're under attack in Israel anyway, and I don't want to give trolls another playground. So let's get started in chapter 88 of Sefer HaYashar. And it was after the death of Moshe that Yahweh said to you, Yahshua, the son of Nun, saying, and you can reference Joshua 1, verse 1. Verse 2 here, rise up and pass the Jordan to the land which I have given to the children of Israel, and you shall make the children of Israel inherit the land. Verse 3, every place upon which the sole of your feet shall tread shall belong to you, from the wilderness of Lebanon unto the great river, the river of Parath shall be your boundary. That's the Euphrates River, okay? Verse 4. No man shall stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moshe, so will I be with thee. Only be strong and of good courage to observe all the law which Moshe commanded you. That's the Torah, okay? Turn not from the way, either to the right or to the left, in order that you may prosper in all that you do. That's the way of Yahweh, okay? Verse 5, and you can reference Joshua, chapter 1, verse 11. And Yahshua commanded the officers of Israel, saying, pass through the camp and command the people, saying, prepare for yourselves provisions, for in 3 days more you will pass, or pass over, the Jordan to possess the land. That's the Jordan River, okay? Verse 6, and the officers of the children of Israel did so, and they commanded the people, and they did all that Yahshua had commanded. And Yahshua sent two men to spy out the land of Jericho, and the man went and spied out Jericho. Verse 8. And at the end of 7 days, they came to Yahshua in the camp and said to him, Yahweh has delivered the whole land into our hand, and the inhabitants thereof are melted because of us. And the melted with fear, okay? Verse 9, and it came to pass after that, that Yahshua rose up in the morning, and all Israel with him, and they journeyed from Shittim, and Yahshua and all Israel with him passed over the Jordan. And Yahshua was 82 years old when he passed the Jordan with Israel. And verse 10, and the people went up from the Jordan on the 10th of the first month, and they encamped in Gilgal at the eastern corner of Jericho. And you can reference Joshua 4, verse 19, on that. So he was 82 years old. Here's an important verse. Joshua 5:10. You can reference that. This is verse 11. And the children of Israel kept the Passover, which we are doing right now, in Gilgal, in the plains of Jericho, on the 14th day of the month, as it is written in the Torah of Moshe. Verse 12, you can reference Joshua 5, verse 12. Now they have manna. They have it in the King James and all the other ones. It is not manna. It's man, M-A-N with a ah sound. Not man, but mon. Verse 12, and the mon ceased at that time on the morrow of the Passover. And there was no more man for the children of Israel, and they ate of the produce of the land of Canaan. Okay? Because man is like ma. What is it? Okay? Verse 13. And Jericho was entirely closed against the children of Israel. No one came out or went in. They were terrified. They were afraid. And you can reference Joshua chapter 6, verse 1. Verse 14. And it was in the second month, on the first day of the month, that Yahweh said to Joshua, rise up. Behold, I have given Jericho into your hand with all the people of it. And all your fighting men shall go around the city once each day. Thus shall you do for 6 days. That's verse 15. Now they have trumpets here. But in the Hebrew, it's shofars. It's a ram's horn that they blew, and it's very resonant, much more resonant than a metal trumpet. It's got a distinctive sound. Verse 15. And the priest shall blow upon shofars, and when you shall hear the sound of the shofar, all the people shall give a great shouting, that the walls of the city shall fall down. All the people shall go up, every man against his opponent. All right, that was a sonic wave that hit that wall and caused it to crumble. They've shown that that can be done. Sound waves. Okay. Verse 16. And Joshua did so according to all that Yahweh had commanded him. And on the seventh day, this is verse 17, they went round the city 7 times, and the priest blew upon shofars. Verse 18. And at the seventh, Joshua said to the people, shout, for Yahweh has delivered the whole city into our hands. Verse 19, only the city and all that it contains shall be accursed to Yahweh. And keep yourself from the accursed thing, lest you make the camp of Israel accursed and trouble it. And you can reference Joshua chapter 6, verse 18. Verse 20. But all the silver and gold and brass and iron shall be consecrated to Yahweh, and it shall come into the treasury of Yahweh. Because they were going to build a temple in the future, and they had to support and do things. And that's just Yahweh's order. And there's verse 21. You can reference Joshua 6, 21. And the people blew upon shofars and made a great shouting, and the walls of Jericho fell down. And all the people went up, every man straight before him, and they took the city and utterly destroyed all that was in it, both man and woman, young and old, ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. They didn't save anything there that was alive, nothing living. Verse 22, those people were pagans, and Yahweh wanted them dead. Verse 22, and they burned the whole city with fire, only the vessels of silver and gold and brass and iron they put into the treasury of Yahweh. Verse 23, and Joshua swore at that time, saying, cursed be the man who rebuilds Jericho. Now they have builds here, but it's rebuilds, if you read the Hebrew. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it. Here we go. And you can reference Joshua 7, verse 1 on this. This is verse 24. And Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerach, son of Yauda, dealt treacherously in the accursed thing. Remember verse 19, the accursed thing. And he took of the accursed thing and hid it in his tent, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel. It came down on everybody. Verse 25. And it was after this, when the children of Israel had returned from burning Jericho, Joshua sent men to spy out also Ai and to fight against it. Verse 26. And the men went up and spied out Ai, and they returned and said, let not all the people go up with you to Ai. Only let about 3,000 men go up and smite the city, for the men of it are but few. Mm-hmm. Verse 27. And Joshua did so, and there went up with him of the children of Israel about 3,000 men, and they fought against the men of Ai. Well, see, Yahweh had withdrawn because of what Achan did. Okay. And you can reference Joshua 7, 6, verse 28. And the battle was severe against Israel, and the men of Ai smote 36 men of Israel, and the children of Israel fled from before the men of Ai. Now, if Yahweh was with them, they wouldn't have had to flee. Somebody disobeyed. Verse 29. And when Joshua saw this thing, he tore his garments and fell upon his face to the ground before Yahweh, he with the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. That's how they showed contrition and humbled themselves back then. Verse 30. And Joshua said, why, O Yah, did you bring this people over the Jordan? What shall I say after the Israelites have turned their backs against their enemies? Now, verse 31, now therefore all the Canaanite inhabitants of the land will hear this thing and surround us and cut off our name. See, he didn't know about this Achan and what he did. Verse 32, and you can reference Joshua chapter 7, verse 10. And Yahweh said to Joshua, why do you fall on your face? Rise and get thee off, for the Israelites have sinned and taken of the accursed thing. I will no more be with them, unless they destroy the accursed thing from among them. Ooh, boy. See, he didn't know about this Achan character. But he's going to find out now. Verse 33, and Joshua rose up and assembled the people, and brought the Urim by the order of Yahweh, and the tribe of Yauda was taken, and Achan, the son of Carmi, was taken. They cast lots. And Yahweh had given the Urim and Thummim to cast lots for Israel. It wasn't witchcraft. It was by the hand of Yahweh. Verse 34, and Joshua said to Achan, tell me, my son, what you have done. And Achan said, I saw amongst the spoil a goodly garment of Shinar, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight. I coveted them and took them, and behold, they are all hid in the earth in the midst of the tent. He fessed up. Verse 35, and you can reference Joshua chapter 7, verse 22. And Joshua sent men who went and took them from the tent of Achan, and they brought them to Joshua. Now this is going to be harsh, okay? Verse 36, and Joshua took Achan and these utensils, and his sons and daughters, and all belonging to him, and they brought them into the valley of Achor. His whole family. Verse 37. And Joshua burned them there with fire, and all the Israelites stoned Achan with stones, and they raised over him a heap of stones. Therefore did he call that place the Valley of Achor. So Yahweh's anger was appeased, and Joshua afterward came to the city and fought against it. You can reference Joshua 7, verse 26 on that. That's pretty rough. That was an Israelite that was stoned and burned. The fence sitters today that are going back and forth, and the ones that are directly going against Yahweh, what's going to be their fate? What's going to happen to those that are on the other side when the Messiah returns? It's going to be horrible. Huge death toll. And we keep telling people and keep telling people and preaching, preaching, preaching. Some people are listening and have come back over to Yahweh. Some have not. Woe unto them if they wait too long. Verse 38. And Yahweh said to Joshua, fear not, neither be you dismayed, for I have given into your hand Ai, her king, and her people, and you shall do unto them as you did to Jericho and her king. Only the spoil of it and the cattle of it shall you take for a prey, in other words, booty, for yourselves. Lay an ambush for the city behind it. Verse 39. So Joshua did according to the word of Yahweh, and he chose from among the sons of war 30,000 valiant men. And he sent them, and they lay in ambush for the city. They went behind the city. That was the main force. Verse 40. And he commanded them, saying, when you shall see us, we will flee before them with cunning. In other words, you're going to fake it. And they will pursue us. You shall then rise out of the ambush and take the city. And they did so. Verse 41. And Joshua fought, and the men of the city went out toward Israel, not knowing that they were lying in ambush for them behind the city. Verse 42, and Joshua and all the Israelites feigned themselves wearied out before them, and they fled by the way of the wilderness with cunning. They ran into the bushes, okay? Verse 43, and the men of Ai gathered all the people who were in the city to pursue the Israelites, and they went out and were drawn away from the city. Not one remained, and they left the city open and pursued the Israelites. Just according to plan. Verse 44, and those who were lying in ambush rose up out of their places and hastened to come to the city and took it and set it on fire. And the men of Ai turned back, and behold, the smoke of the city ascended to the skies. And they had no means of retreating either one way or the other. Verse 45, and all the men of Ai were in the midst of Israel, some on this side and some on that side, and they smote them so that not one of them remained. Verse 46. And you can reference Joshua chapter 8, verse 29. And the children of Israel took Melosh, king of Ai, alive, and they brought him to Joshua, and Joshua hanged him on a tree, and he died. Verse 47. And the children of Israel returned to the city after having burned it, and they smote all those that were in it with the edge of the sword. That's the women and the kids. They killed them all. Verse 48. And the number of those that had fallen of the men of Ai, both man and woman, was 12,000. Only the cattle and the spoil of the city they took to themselves, according to the word of Yahweh to Joshua. Get a little drink of coffee here. Verse 49. And all the kings on the side of the Jordan, all the kings of Canaan, heard of the evil which the children of Israel had done to Jericho and to Ai, and they gathered themselves together to fight against Israel. Because they figured that they were next, and they were right. They were next. Verse 50. Only the inhabitants of Gibeon were greatly afraid of fighting against the Israelites, lest they should perish. So they acted cunningly, and they came to Joshua and to all Israel and said unto them, "We have come from a distant land. Now therefore make a covenant with us." They lied, but they were scared to death. They had a good reason for lying. Verse 51. And the inhabitants of Gibeon overreached the children of Israel. In other words, they fooled them. And the children of Israel made a covenant with them, and they made peace with them, and the princes of the congregation swore unto them. But afterward, the children of Israel knew they were neighbors to them and were dwelling amongst them. Verse 52. But the children of Israel slew them not, for they had sworn to them by Yahweh. Can't break that. Can't go against that. When you do that oath, you're stuck. So, finishing the sentence. And they became hewers of wood and jars of water. They were slaves. Verse 53, and Joshua said to them, "Why did you deceive me to do this thing to us?" And they answered him, saying, and you can reference Joshua chapter 9, verse 24, "Because was told to your servants all that you had done to all the kings of the Amori," that's the Amorites, "and we were greatly afraid of our lives, and we did this thing." Well, it worked. They were going to be servants, but they were not going to be dead. So, what can you say? You know, there's not a lot to say about that. Verse 54, and Joshua appointed them on that day to hew wood and to draw water, and he divided them for slaves to all the tribes of Israel. They were then servants. Verse 55, and when Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, you can reference Joshua chapter 10, verse 1, heard all that the children of Israel had done to Jericho and to Ai, he sent to Choham, king of Hebron, and to Piram, king of Yarmuth, it's not Jarmuth, there's no J in the Hebrew, and to Japhia, again, no J, king of Lachish, and to Deber, king of Eglon, saying, come up to me and help me. Okay. Come up to me and help me, that we may smite the children of Israel and the inhabitants of Gibeon who have made peace with the children of Israel. They were going to kill the Gibeonites for not making war on them. Man, those people were hit. Verse 57, and they gathered themselves together, and the five kings of the Emori, that's the Amorites again, went up with all their camps, a mighty people numerous as the sand of the seashore. Verse 58, and all these kings came and encamped before Gibeon, and they began to fight against the inhabitants of Gibeon, and all the men of Gibeon sent to Joshua, saying, come up quickly to us and help us, for all the kings of the Amori have gathered together to fight against us. And you can reference Joshua chapter 10, verse 6. Verse 59, and Joshua and all the fighting people went up from Gilgal, and Joshua came suddenly to them. In other words, they hit out and they just came down on them real quick and smote these five kings with a great slaughter. Verse 60, and Yahweh confounded them before the children of Israel, who smote them with a terrible slaughter in Gibeon, and pursued them along the way that goes up to Beth Horon unto Makeda. And they fled from before the children of Israel. Now, listen to this. Let me get a little drink of coffee first. Verse 61, and while they were fleeing, Yahweh sent upon them hailstones from heaven, and more of them died by the hailstones than by the slaughter of the children of Israel. Oh, great big hunks of hail hit, just crushing skulls and stuff. 62, and the children of Israel pursued them, and they still smote them in the road, going on and smiting them. Verse 63, and when they were smiting, the day was declining toward evening. And Joshua said in the sight of all the people, and you can reference Joshua 10, verse 13, Son, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ayalon, until the nation shall have revenged itself upon its enemies. Verse 64, and Yahweh hearkened to the voice of Joshua, and the sun stood still in the midst of the heavens, and it stood still 6:30 times. It has moments here. It's times, yom. It's a proportion of time. Time, times, etc., etc. And the moon also stood still and hastened not to go down a whole day. That's yom. That's sunrise to sunset. Verse 65. And there was no day like that, before it or after it, that Yahweh hearkened to the voice of a man, for Yahweh fought for Israel. Now, what can you say about that? Yahweh fought for Israel. What do you think he's going to do when the day of wrath comes. You don't think he's going to fight for his remnant and do what he does here? And we're worried about these evil people. Oh, that ends chapter 88. Let's go into chapter 89. Boy, this is going to be a rough one. There's 54 verses. Verse 1. Then spoke Joshua this song, on the day that Yahweh had given the Amori into the hand of Joshua and the children of Israel, and he said in the sight of Israel. Their songs are not necessarily like our songs. Okay. Verse 2. You have done mighty things, O Yah. You have performed great deeds. Who is like unto thee? My lips shall sing to your name. Okay, the holy name. Verse 3. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower. That's what he's calling Yahweh. He's goodness. He's a fortress. He's a high tower. I will sing a new song unto you with thanksgiving will I sing to you. You are the strength of my salvation. Verse 4. All the kings of the earth shall praise you. The princes of the world shall sing to you. The children of Israel shall rejoice in your salvation. They shall sing and praise your power. Verse 5. To thee, O Yah, did we confide. We said, you are our Elohim. For you were our shelter and strong tower against our enemies. Verse 6. To you we cried and were not ashamed. In you we trusted and were delivered. When we cried unto you, you did hear our voice. You did deliver our souls from the sword. You did show unto us your grace. You did give unto us your salvation. You did rejoice our hearts with your strength. Verse 7. You did go forth for our salvation. With your arm you did redeem your people. You did answer us from the heavens of your holiness. You did save us from 10,000s of people. Verse 8. The sun and moon stood still in heaven, and you did stand in your wrath against our oppressors and did command your judgments over them. Verse 9. All the princes of the earth stood up. The kings of the nations had gathered themselves together. They were gathered themselves together. They were not moved at your presence. They desired your battles. Verse 10. You did rise against them in your anger and did bring down your wrath upon them. You did destroy them in your anger and cut them off in your heart. Verse 11. Nations have been consumed with your fury. Kingdoms have declined because of your wrath. You did wound kings in the day of your anger. Verse 12. You did pour out your fury upon them. Your wrathful anger took hold of them. You did turn their iniquity upon them and did cut them off in their wickedness. Verse 13. They did spread a trap. They fell in it. In the net they hid, their foot was caught. Verse 14. Your hand was ready for all your enemies who said, through their sword they possessed the land. Through their arm they dwelt in the city. You did fill their faces with shame. You did bring their horns down to the ground. The horns are a symbol of power, okay? You did terrify them in your wrath and destroy them in your anger. Verse 15. The earth trembled and shook at the sound of your storm over them, and you did not withhold their souls from death, and did bring down their lives to the grave. Verse 16. You did pursue them in your storm. You did consume them in your whirlwind. You did turn their rain into hail. They fell in deep pits so that they could not rise. Verse 17. Their carcasses were like rubbish cast out in the middle of the streets. Verse 18. They were consumed and destroyed in your anger. You did save your people with your might. Verse 19. Therefore, our hearts rejoice in you. Our souls exult in your salvation. Verse 20. Our tongues shall relate your might. We will sing and praise your wondrous works. Verse 21. For you did save us from our enemies. You did deliver us from those who rose up against us. You did destroy them before us and depress them beneath our feet. Now listen to this, folks. Verse 22. Thus shall all your enemies perish, O Yahweh. And the wicked shall be like chaff driven by the wind. And your beloved shall be like trees planted by the waters. That would be the remnant of Israel. Okay? And the others are going to be chaff. Shame on them. And that ends the song. Verse 23. So Joshua and all Israel with him returned to the camp in Gilgal after having smitten all the kings so that not a remnant was left of them. Verse 24. And the five kings fled alone on foot from the battle and hid themselves in a cave. And Joshua sought for them in the field of battle and did not find them. And it was afterwards told to Joshua, saying, the kings are found, and behold, they are hidden in a cave, hiding out in fear. Verse 26. And Joshua said, appoint men to be at the mouth of the cave to guard them, lest they take themselves away. And the children of Israel did so. Verse 27. And Joshua called to all Israel and said to the officers of the battle, place your feet upon the necks of these kings. And Joshua said, so shall Yahweh do to all your enemies. And you can reference Joshua 10, verse 27. This is verse 28. And Joshua commanded afterward that they should slay the kings and cast them into the cave and to put great stones at the mouth of the cave. Verse 29. And Joshua went afterward with all the people that were with him on that day to Makkedah. And he smote it with the edge of the sword. Verse 30. And he utterly destroyed the souls and all belonging to the city. And he did so to the king and the people thereof, as he had done to Jericho. Verse 31, you can reference Joshua 10, verse 29 and 30. And he passed from there to Libnah, and he fought against it, and Yahweh delivered it into his hand. And Joshua smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls of it. And he did to it and to the king of it as he had done to Jericho. Verse 32. And from there he passed on to Lachish to fight against it. And Horam, king of Gaza, went up to assist the men of Lachish. And Joshua smote him and his people until there was none left to him. Verse 33. And Joshua took Lachish and all the people of it, and he did to it as he had done to Libnah. Verse 34. You can reference Joshua 10, verse 34. And Joshua passed from there to Eglon, and he took that also. And he smote it and all the people of it with the edge of the sword. Verse 35. And from there he passed to Hebron, and fought against it, and took it, and utterly destroyed it. And he returned from there with all Israel to Debir, and fought against it, and smote it with the edge of the sword. Verse 36. And he destroyed every soul in it. He left none remaining, and he did to it and the king thereof as he had done to Jericho. You getting the picture here, folks? What's going to happen to these Edomites and the enemies of Israel when our master returns? Okay? When Yeshua Messiah returns, that's a death sentence for them. Verse 37. And Yahshua smote all the kings of the Amori, that's the Amorites, from Kadesh Barnea to Adza, that's what you call Gaza today. And he took their country at once, for Yahweh had fought for Israel. Here's verse 38. You can reference Joshua 10, verse 43. And Yahshua with all Israel came to the camp to Gilgal. Verse 39. When at that time Yabin, king of Hazor, heard all that Yahshua had done to the king of the kings, plural, of the Amori, Yabin sent to Yobat, king of Midian, and to Laban, king of Shimron, to Yephal, king of Achshaph, and to all the kings of the Amori, saying, 40, verse 40, come quickly to us and help us, that we may smite the children of Israel before they come upon us and do unto us as they have done to the other kings of the Amori. Okay, they're gathering another gang. Verse 41. And all these kings hearkened to the word of Yabin, king of Hazor, and they went forth with all their camps. 17 kings and their people were as numerous as the sand on the seashore, together with horses and chariots innumerable. And they came and pitched together at the waters of Merom, and they were met together to fight against Israel. And here is verse 42, and you can reference Joshua chapter 11, verse 6. And Yahweh said to Joshua, fear them not, for tomorrow about this time I will deliver them up all slain before you. You shall hold their horses and burn their chariots with fire. That means hamstring their horses. Verse 43. And Joshua with all the men of war came suddenly upon them and smote them, and they fell into their hands. For Yahweh had delivered them into the hands of the children of Israel. He will do that again, brothers and sisters. Have faith. verse 44. So the children of Israel pursued these kings with their camps and smote them until there was none left of them. And Joshua did to them as Yahweh had spoken to him. Verse 45, and Joshua returned at the time to Hazor and smote it with a sword and destroyed every soul in it and burned it with fire. And from Hazor, Joshua passed to Shimron and smote it and utterly destroyed it. Verse 46, he's going city to city just killing all these people. From there he passed to Achshaph and he did to it as he has done to Shimron. Verse 47, from there he passed to Adullam, and he smote all the people in it, as he did to Adullam, as he had done to Achshaph and to Shimron. Verse 48, and he passed from them to all the cities of the kings which he had smitten, and he smote all the people that were left of them, and he utterly destroyed them. Now, why did he do that? Because they were enemies of Yahweh and enemies of Israel, and they wanted to eliminate them. We have allowed enemies in our lands. We've become soft a little bit, and it's costing us. We're going to have to get tough again. Verse 49, and you can reference Joshua, chapter 11, verse 14. Only their booty and cattle the Israelites took to themselves as a prey, but every human being they smote, they suffered not a soul to live. All right, what do you think is going to happen in the final battle? There will be total destruction with the angels and flaming fire and swords and, oh man. And we worry about these people. Oh, please. Verse 50. As Yahweh had commanded, Moshe so did Yahshua and all Israel. They failed not in anything. So this 51. So Yahshua and all the children of Israel smote the whole land of Canaan, as Yahweh had commanded them, and smote all their kings, being 31 kings, and the children of Israel took over their whole country. Verse 52. Besides the kingdoms of Sihon and Og, which are on the other side of the Jordan, of which Moshe had smitten many cities, and Moshe gave them to the Reubenites and the Gadi, that's the Gadites, and to half the tribe of Manasseh. They were going to have their inheritance on the other side of the Jordan, okay? Because it was good land. There was pasture land, and they were sheep herders. Verse 53, and Joshua smote all the kings who were on this side of the Jordan to the west and gave them for inheritance to the 9 tribes and to the half-tribe of Israel. 54. For 5 years did Joshua carry on the war with these kings, and he gave their cities to the Israelites, and the land became tranquil from battle throughout the cities of the Amori and the Canaani. That's the Amorites and the Canaanites. And that ends chapter 89. We're all coming down the end. Friday on the 6th will be the last of the book of Jasher. That will be chapter 90 and 91. And then I will be going into the book of Tobit in the Apocrypha. So that wraps it up for today. Boy, it's been an exciting book. I have so enjoyed it. But here we are. I'm pre-recording this ahead of schedule. We're at the Feast of Passover and Feast of Unleavened Bread. and I know we're going to be having a wonderful time. We always do. Doesn't matter whether it's warm and sunny or cold. Doesn't matter. It's Israel getting together in obedience to the Father's commands. Now, how much better can it get than that? He will bless us. We will have a wonderful time. Doesn't matter. The weather, there's going to be weather. There's shelter there. No problem. We've got canopies and stuff. We'll have firewood for campfires. Everybody sit around and drink a cup of coffee and read scripture. Going to have some good people there. And I am certainly in need of a break. I work real hard, and I'm gonna relax and enjoy myself. Well, that comes close to ending it for today. I'm gonna play a little bit more music, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. And I'll talk to you again on a recording on Friday the 6th. Praise Yahweh.
Leads against the foe.